Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and me other half from, he's my, Chris Ramsey.
Is that instead of like brother from another mother?
I said that
me
before.
Other half from his ma.
Running out of things to say.
Right.
Done not, a lot of these.
Not surprised at all. I'm going to get straight to it here. We've been sitting ready to record this. I've been sitting with the stuff ready for quite a while now, and you were just like, clicking away on your laptop, so I thought, oh, she's obviously like sorting out the questions from the public or something. And out of nowhere, as I'm sitting waiting with my finger on the record button, out of nowhere you went, I want to wallpaper this room, but I don't know what I want. And I leant over and you weren't looking at questions from the public, you were looking at fucking wallpaper for this room. What the hell's the matter with you?
Just so creative like that.
It's not creative.
And in my defence, there's shitloads of wallpaper to choose from. It's all I think about.
Consumes
me daily thoughts. There's so many different wallpapers,
like,
and I don't want to make a bad decision.
You're like an old woman on a bank holiday Monday wandering around home base looking at paints and wallpapers.
Hey, what happens in my head is nothing to do with you, all right?
Good. Didn't deny it then. Excellent. Yeah. Listen, we've got a lot to get through today, so let's crack straight on. Guys,
Can't wait.
Is episode 100. Go on.
Mm-hmm.
No, go on.
43.
Yay, yeah, well done.
Go fuck yourself.
It's
what are you,
episode 143.
I do listen.
Good. And without further ado, when you're not looking at wallpaper, and without further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
I can't wait.
This week's sponsor is...
Yes?
Slime.
Oh, no.
Hey, do you fucking hate someone? Then buy their kids some slime. Hey, buy them a big bowl, millions, or a big box of millions of pots of toxic, luminous shit. It gets fucking everywhere. It stains wooden tables. It dries hard on clothes. It ruins sofas. Slime. 10 seconds of fun, 3 hours of cleaning up.
Yeah, it's rotten, like, isn't it?
To everyone
I quite
who
like
bought,
it.
To everyone who bought Robin slime for his birthday... Go and fuck yourselves. Pricks.
No, he's got the one where you have to make it, though, which is even worse.
It's even worse.
It's like 5 mil of activator.
Oh, God.
And
stop
then you've
buying
got to put
slime.
The glue in that. It's rank like
everyone who buys my kids slime, right? I'm going to buy your kids for their birthday puppy, kitten, and a drum kit. Yeah. So fuck you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And a bird.
Nah, they're easy to look at.
No, they're not.
Actually,
when
not
they get over...
I'm getting the fucking fish tank there and I'm sick.
Oh,
sick.
Oh, here he is.
For two... How, Rosie, how do two tiny little fish in that tank shit so much?
Oh, the rotten man? The minging?
The shit so much.
Absolutely minging. I'm sorry. It's disgusting. I don't want anything to do with that fish tank. It's absolutely disgusting. Honestly,
I'm regretting it big
fingers
time.
Crossed.
I'm regretting it big time.
The days are numbered.
But the thing is, if there were a couple of cod, it's weird. I want rid of them, but I'm not going to kill them. They're my responsibility now. But if there were a couple of cod.
You can't do that.
What if I could eat them? I'd have had them out of there by now, but I can't eat them, can I? So there's nothing I can do.
I'm sure you could eat them, but like, it wouldn't.
Basically, if I killed them and ate them, that would just be, you know, the circle of life. But if I just kill them now, I'm just a fish murderer. Yeah. So I'm not going to do it. I'm keeping them until they're old and grey. Honestly, watch. Check in. 15 years' time, they'll be me. The Guinness Book of Records looking gutted. The man with the oldest fish in the world.
They'll last forever. That's a thing, actually. We had a rabbit called Jinxie who lasted for years, right? And then my mum...
Lived. That's absolutely the coldest thing. That is the coldest thing you've said about a pet. That, I mean, me nana, me dad, she lasted 70 years.
I mean, lived Jesus. A lovely, full, long life. Even though, this is Jinxie though, who just hated people, just literally
all rabbits
hated everyone.
Or anyone who says to me, their rabbit's lovely and cuddly, you've drugged that rabbit, yeah. You're a liar.
Well, anyway, at one point, my mum gave in and let me get two more.
Wow.
One of them, Toffee, who me and Kate sort of shared Jinxie, so then Kate got Toffee. Mm. I got stuff with Jinxie the prick, who just fucking hated this and always ran away. Then my brother, he got Snowy, right? Who was an albino with one ear and a heart problem.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, I think my mum did that deliberately.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't live very long.
I imagine you saw it not last long, that one.
I'm not having that one.
Not last long.
I didn't either.
God,
Rip Snowy.
Good.
Didn't last very long.
Did I have red eyes?
Yeah.
I had a hamster with red eyes.
Yeah. Albino.
Terrifying thing. I was possessed by the devil.
Maybe it was. Maybe it was a ghost in a hamster's.
A bit like a motherfucker.
Oh.
It really did.
Rafe's biting at the minute, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's not nice. It's really not pleasurable.
I think he knows. He sort of stops.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Robin never bit.
Oh, he said ta today.
He did. He said ta.
For the first time. Ta. Gave him a little spoon. He went ta.
So I'll have you all know that my child has much better manners than yours.
Already.
And he's only 10 months. And he knows his manners already. Say thank you, ta.
And do you know what? His ears really perk up when we put Classical FM on. He loves classic.
Oh, he loves it. Darling. He doesn't watch the TV. No, only eats organic fruit and vegetables. He's vegan.
I literally gave him one of my pizza crusts earlier on, but that is vegan. So that's...
I mean, he vomited the other night when we were at my auntie Karen Uncle Kevin's, and you weren't there, but we all put it down to a chip that he'd had at the soft plate.
Jesus Christ! What are you doing, man? Chips at the soft plate.
The oil might have been a bit off.
Oh, man alive.
Poor kid.
Honestly. Gee whiz. Get me back off to her so this kid can get fed properly.
Dragged up. Let's do this jingle.
Plenty to get on.
I've got loads
get that
to
jingle
talk
on
about.
The go.
Loads.
Jingle time.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. It's always, always lovely to have you back and thank you so, so much. And we genuinely mean it.
We really do.
I just haven't said it for a while.
Thank you.
We love that you're still listening every week. And yeah, thank you so much.
And while we're on that, actually, thank you all so much to everyone who voted for us in the long list. Of the National Comedy Awards, because we've been shortlisted.
We've been shortlisted.
So we're up against some incredible other podcasts.
Yep.
Like friends of mine on some of them, which is just like, you know, it shows how good the
They're not my friends.
Were.
So if you're listening and you want to, please vote for us. Don't, I couldn't give a shit about them. Not my friends.
Didn't say I gave
know
a shit
them,
about them.
I know them professionally.
Yeah.
Not my mates.
Yeah,
don't
probably
care.
Not professionally. Yeah, and you know what it is? They'll probably distance themselves from me as well. So
not
I,
us.
I fucking hate
it. Yeah,
fight
fuck it. No,
I'll fight every single one of them at the same time. Apart from there's a podcast of the... One of them I don't know any of the people.
Okay.
There's two other ones of comedians, but the one of them I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The people I don't know, I'm not saying I'll fight you because I'm obviously just joking with me. Oh, I'm digging. I keep digging.
Just stop
keep
it.
Digging,
just,
Chris.
Well, I don't know why you care.
I don't know why I keep saying I'll fight everyone.
But
fight everyone.
Can we just say, it's pretty cool. I remember watching the Comedy Awards back in today.
Over the moon.
Never thought. I know it might sound ridiculous, but you've been a comedian for a long time. I've not been in this world that long.
Yeah.
I never... ever thought that I'd be shortlisted for a Comedy Award.
Yeah,
so I'm buzzing.
So yeah.
Absolutely class.
Over the moon. So please vote. You've got to vote again. That voting wasn't it. That was just to get was shortlisted. You've got to vote again. Just Google National Comedy Awards. Go to the podcast category. I mean, you can vote for the rest of them if you want as well.
I did the full lot. I voted for us yesterday.
Podcast one is that's pathetic. That's disgusting.
Why?
And send us the link.
Oh my God, can we do it again? I wonder if I could do it again.
Yeah, hey guys, if you want to do it a few times, two different email accounts, go for it.
Really?
Yeah, because obviously you're all amazing and we won the British Comedy Award, the British Podcast Award Listener's Choice for you. But now this is a proper, real nominated for the best podcast. It would be amazing if you could all vote. Thank you in advance. Please vote and thank you again.
Thank you.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
We were in the Sunday Times as well. La-dee-da. Nice picture.
We were in the Sunday Times.
Yeah.
I've been in multiple papers over the years, old hat for me. But you phoned me on Sunday and you said, I only say old hat for me because I'm getting to this next point.
Right.
It was pretty cool being in the Times, I'm joking. But I'm saying is, So I was in a hotel on tour and you phoned up and said, I'm in the house now. I'm not going to leave the house for the rest of the day, but I forgot to get a copy of the Times.
Mm.
Can you go and get one?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go and get one. But you didn't say one, you said 10.
Mm.
have you ever fucking seen the size of the Sunday Times?
Pretty thick.
Unbelievable.
Is that why?
Magazines and everything. That's why I only got five. I couldn't carry 10.
Yeah.
And I bought them from the shop just around the corner from the hotel. And the woman behind the counter was like, you're a paper boy. And I was like, buying them.
Yeah.
I was like, buying them. What do you think? I'm buying them and then selling them for more. Like, that's the racket I've got going.
I'm going to slap them around everyone's house.
Honestly, God, just...
But thank you for getting them.
Yeah. I left them in the van, by the way.
So they're not even in the house?
Nah, I left them in the van.
I haven't even seen the proper copy.
Yeah,
I just think it's good to have. And yeah. I just think, well, my sister didn't get one.
My sister will want one. My mum will want one. My nana will want one. Your mum and dad will want one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, yeah. We want to frame one. I was like, oh, God.
Well, I'm sorry.
Loser!
Wow. Right, okay then.
What a loser.
Right, all right then. That's where we
what
are.
What a loser.
Right, that's where we're at. Just let you all know as well that is our library. We are getting a lot better with the books.
Mm.
They're only on that side.
Yeah, that's why we've got the 14 of that wall. The other shelves are bare! apart from one shelf, which is all Shagmarinoid books.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Which we give away to people who, usually yeah. delivery men, anyone signed.
Doing work on the house, plumbers, electricians, yeah. They normally get a book signed.
Yeah.
I mean, we pay them as well. We don't just go...
No, that's how we pay them.
How much is that? £150. Well, I interest you in this book and a copy of The Times.
Poor window cleaners. Got about 25 books. No one else. Babadoo, 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 ba. I want to get your opinion on something.
Right. I'm always eager to give me an opinion on anything.
I want to know how you feel about when people say this, right? Because I was in the supermarket earlier and I think there was a lady who worked at the supermarket and she was on her day off and she was shopping and she was like chatting to loads of the staff and stuff.
Okay.
And then I was near the bread department, which smelled...
I've got an opinion for you just out there. Uh-huh. Shops, you can't help. She can't help going in there on a day off. People who work in bars and go to that bar and sit at that bar on their day off and drink at that bar can fuck off.
Oh, no. See, I've done that before when I was younger.
Pathetic. Carry on.
Anyway, well, I have. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. So it's got nothing to do with the fact that you work there, nothing like that. So she was in the bread department and there was a woman behind the counter. And this lady, she was busy perusing the bread, getting her bread and that. And she went, she didn't look at the woman. She went, how's Christine?
Oh.
And I just want to know your opinion on that turn of phrase rather than how are you, Christine, or how are you doing?
Yeah.
Just how's Christine?
Yeah, I don't
do you like it or not?
No, I'm not a fan of that. How's Rosie?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm a fan of it either.
I feel like she doesn't like her.
Oh, do you think? Do you think she's the one she doesn't like?
Yeah, I feel like she doesn't like her.
How's
yeah.
Christine, you bitch?
Is Christine still a whore? Still a whore, Christine? Good. Yeah, go on. Slice your bread,
you
bitch.
You might be right, actually. How's Christine?
Yeah, I don't like
through
that at all.
Through bated breath.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you mean through gritted teeth?
What did I say?
Through bated breath.
Is that wrong?
Isn't that when you're excited or waiting for something with bated breath?
Maybe she's really excited to say, how's Christine?
She might just love the bread aisle.
No, I said the wrong thing.
We all love the bread aisle. Babadoo, 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 ba. So something interesting happened the other day.
Oh.
I was reading a book at bedtime with our son.
He was reading, I wasn't reading. Right.
I
was going to say.
Books.
You feeling that, Reed?
I think you're fine. I've got half a library downstairs.
Can we just say, though, it's full of shite. It's either from...
I think you'll find it's full of fantastic autobiographies and releases that our friends and colleagues have sent us.
Oh, well,
us.
Them are, but I'm talking about the bags and shite that I've got from me bloody Auntie Kathleen's mates at work, me mum's friend from charity shops.
Yeah.
A lot of them books are just from people who've died.
There's two books on Cocker Spaniels.
Aye?
Yeah.
There's about six golf books.
Yeah.
Shite.
Well, a library, you know, it's got to have something for everyone.
No, there's a lot of crap in there. And if we delve even deeper, I think there'll be a lot of inappropriate... old-fashioned stuff to the point where there'll be someone comes to our house and goes, do you know you've got... Yeah.
Do you know you've got Rolf Harris's autobiography? Yeah. Put that in the fire.
That's. I'm telling you, there's some rotten stuff in there. I just put them on the shelves.
Yeah.
I don't really look what they are.
Great.
Bloody Hitler's journal in there.
Mein Kampf.
Yeah.
So the other night, Robin's reading his school book and it was about the water cycle. Right?
Yeah.
And get this. You know, Rosie, you're from South Shields. You're from, you know, salt of the earth.
Yeah.
Dragged up.
Aye.
You know, from, you know, yeah, from working class foods.
Never got a caramel class shortbread. Right?
Yeah, you never. Yeah, you,
oh,
you
I did
went,
once.
Went,
sorry,
went to Peter Rabbit World and bankrupted your parents on 3 caramel shortbreads. Our child, obviously, and our children are going to have different lives to us.
Mm.
But I didn't think it would happen so quickly.
Okay.
So
what's happened? I don't know.
We were reading a book. Robin was reading a book on the water cycle.
Yeah.
The cycle of water reservoirs and all that stuff. And then in the book, someone turns on a tap and gets a glass of water out with a tap.
Mm-hmm.
And Robin went, "Daddy, can you drink water out of the tap?"
Shut up.
And I went, "What?" And I realised it's because we've got a water dispenser in the front of the fridge.
On the fridge. Oh God.
He's a posh little twat.
Oh no, Chris.
He's a posh little twat. We've raised a posh little twat. He couldn't believe that the...
Oh, shit, no, I feel ill.
He couldn't believe that the genuine scumbags in the book, his words, not mine, were... I'm joking.
Don't. Oh, this is bad. Right, okay. No, right. Right, we need to walk him 3 miles from school.
Yeah.
In the cold. He needs to have...
Back down to work.
Dripping sandwich for tea.
Gruel. I'll get the gruel on the hob now. We'll get the gruel going.
No, he did not say that.
Yeah.
So, because we've got the posh fridge with the filtered water.
Water dispenser on the front. Oh, you couldn't believe you can drink it.
Well, I'm not being funny, though. He does know that you can drink from the tap because he often drinks from the bathroom tap like a dog.
Right.
I've seen him.
Oh, well.
He does know.
He's moved on. All right, well, he just wanted to take that moment to probably show off that he had a water dispenser in his fridge.
Oh, my God. Oh, Rafe's going to be worse.
Oh, God.
Rafe
is going to
be... awful.
So much worse.
We're not going to like Rafe.
Wow.
No, honestly, he's going to be like, Mimmy, Daddy. Like,
have you heard my brother's accent?
Oh, he's such a scummy.
Ruffian.
Oh, God, what have we done? Never should have moved to the countryside. Babadoo, 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 ba. Did I tell you that my mum said something that I could have cried when she said it.
Right.
And I might have mentioned this, but she said that she thinks that being a parent nowadays is so much harder than when she was a parent.
Really?
She actually said it. I couldn't, because I nearly fainted.
Wow.
Honestly, nearly fainted and cried all at the same time. Just because...
This is like her believing that you're ill, but a million times
I know,
better.
I know.
Wow.
Great.
Wow.
So the fact that when we were younger, there was no... iPads.
Yeah.
There was no like computers. There wasn't as much stuff like what you said. There was no trampoline parks.
No.
When we were kids.
Yeah.
There was no trampolines in back gardens. Like,
yeah. You had to wait. Yeah. You got to do it once a year, a trampoline. And then, as I said, if one of the kids nearly does double backflip, we all stand there and fucking watch him all
exactly.
lesson.
Nobody had scooters. There wasn't as much stuff as there is now. And my mum just sort of said that it must be a lot harder because we have to just constantly argue with Robin on a daily basis. Because he's being exposed to these things, but he can't have it all the time.
Yeah.
So every day, because Robin isn't allowed to have his Switch or his iPad after school. Mm-hmm. Like during the week when he's at school, he's not allowed those things, but he asks for them.
Yeah.
Constantly. And it's every night, it's a battle of, well, you don't get them after school. No, you're not having it. Can I? Why? No, you're not. And I'm exhausted. So come Friday night, I mean, he's on them from when he gets into school until midnight. That's when he goes.
So are you remembering your childhood where it was like, "Mom, can I go outside and whack this stick off the railings?" Only on Saturdays you can whack your stick on the railings. You get that stick back in the stick cupboard. Derek, she's got a Saturday stick out again. "Mom, can I throw this ball off the wall? Your Sunday ball. Put that back, you'll wear it out."
"Mom, can I watch Channel 4? "No, you'll watch 1, 2, or 3. And that's it. Remember when Channel 5 came about?
Oh, okay. A movie every night.
I know.
Joking, aren't you?
It was great, wasn't it?
Little did we know there were going to be Channel 5 movies, but you know.
Do you remember the launch of it? It was the Spice Girls.
Was it really?
Honestly, I do remember it really vividly.
I remember staying in it. Wasn't it a Sunday night that they launched it?
I think it was 1997. It was
buzzing.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
That was the year we started
I remember my mum going, "This new channel is going to be a film on on every night." I was like, "Oh, the cinema in your house? Oh my God, we'll have to buy popcorn every day."
I'm sorry, but call is old-fashioned.
Right.
I loved a bit of Global and Blockbuster Video.
Oh, it was now better than walking
great,
around
man.
Them.
Great, man. Absolutely great.
Walking around them aimlessly.
Yeah.
It's because it was exactly the same as flicking through Netflix, not knowing what to watch, but you were burning calories and you had left the house.
Yeah, you were in somewhere. Yeah. And then posting it back in the little letterbox, getting the popcorn and that. Oh, it was Friday night ritual for me.
Really good. Loved it.
Good times.
Loved it.
babadoo, 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 ba.
So there was a little announcement last week as well of little Rosie and little Chris Ramsey have got a bloody BBC TV show.
Oh, I forgot to mention that.
So
yeah,
we got told we were announcing that in the One Show, but we'd already recorded last week's podcast, so that's why the podcast didn't mention it. Also, sorry about that, everyone. Thank you for all of your lovely support and lovely messages about it. It will be starting at some point next year, probably in the first half of next year. It's about as much information as I can give you, and as much information as we've got. But it's going to be really good fun. The pilot was awesome. Yes,
personally,
yeah,
I think they're doing a bit much.
I think we're doing a bit much.
Well, yeah, I think they're doing a bit much everywhere now. Everywhere. It's not as good.
Them too.
It's just
I used to like their podcast, but now they do other stuff.
Yeah,
and I see them, and I don't like.
And
that.
I just think if you want to be successful in a career or a job, you should just do the one thing.
Do nothing.
Yeah. Don't do anything else. Yeah. Don't take any opportunities given to you. Just stick into that one thing.
So for those of you who are slightly confused, Rosie got a comment on Instagram. And as she normally does, she says, I'm not bothered about it, but then she brings it up every fucking day. Basically, someone said that they enjoyed the podcast, but now we do too much stuff. And Rosie said, I think it was in the taxi on the way back from the Ron show to the hotel, and Rosie said something along, I'm paraphrasing, but it was something along the lines of, if I was in a normal job, would I just fucking deny promotions, would I? They'd go, Rosie, do you want to be team leader? No, I don't want to do too much. Something along them lines. It was very fun to be there. I mean,
Rosie,
taxi driver, I didn't know where to look.
Do you want an extra $3,000 on your wage every year? I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that to you. No, no, I'll stay here for life. Anyway, we're really chuffed about it.
And we're
really
very
looking
excited.
Forward to it. It's going to be good fun. It's going to be like the podcast because we are there, but it's not really.
It's not a TV show. The
pretty different. No, no, no. It's pretty going to be pretty different.
The public will be involved and celebrities will be involved, and that's about
celebrities.
And that's about as much as we can say because
I've
it
got
might
a question
change.
For you. I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Something I've been thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
What if we 1 week get a celebrity on who might have been a crush of ours at one point in our life? What if that happens there? What are you going to do, Ramsay? Because I, personally, I'll die. I will die.
Who are you trying to have sex with?
I'm not trying to have sex with anybody.
What is this? You sound like you're propositioning some kind of horrible...
Sex? What? I never even mentioned
why
sex.
Why are you trying to have sex with celebrities?
I'm not.
Why are you lowering yourself?
That's my next TV show. Rosie Ramsay cheats on her husband with celebrities who she's fancied throughout her life. Oh, who's that? Oh, Zach from Saved by the Bell. Is that you? Leonardo DiCaprio?
Live on STD. I mean ITV.
That's my new channel.
STD. They've got their own channel now. They're everywhere.
Oh, saturated.
Like an STD. Ooh,
that can be what the program's called.
Saturated.
Saturated with Chris and Rosie Ramsay.
No, I don't want to be involved in something
on STD.
That sounds like a wet bed sheet. I don't like that at all.
Ooh,
saturated.
Ooh. Speaking of wed bet sheets, I've got some great questions from the public coming.
Wed bet sheets.
Wed. Oh, that's something.
Sheets.
Try and say that quick.
Wet bed sheets. Wet bed sheets.
Wet
bed
sheets. Sheet.
Piece of piss. Really easy.
Oh,
wet bed sheets. Wet bed sheets. Wet bed sheets. Really easy.
Wet bed sheets. Wet bed sheets. Wet bed sheets. Wet bed sheets.
It's really easy.
All right then. Try really and say. Easy. Peter Piper picked a pickle
brilliant.
Peppers.
No.
Could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Yes, that one's also easy.
Can you do it?
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Had to concentrate though.
Oh, what? Do you not concentrate when you're speaking? Actually, no, we've all heard the podcast. We know you fucking don't.
Hope you're all looking forward to Saturated with me, Rosie Ramsay, and all of my old celebrity crushes throughout my life.
Live on STD.
Live on STD.
STD plus one, but sweatier.
At 9:01 p.m.
Dickhead. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef? Beef, beef.
Beef, 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 beef.
Ooh, I'm a bit hungry. Then. Speaking of beef.
Brilliant.
A little bit peckish.
Just say beef and be hungry.
Mm.
Come on then.
My beef with you this week is we did an interview with Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden.
Yes.
On Heart Radio.
Yes.
I don't know if it's been out yet. I'm not sure. We did an interview with them.
Uh-huh.
And they said, is there anything in the podcast that you said that, you know, was really bad and you think, oh my goodness, what was that?
Yeah.
You proceeded to tell the tampon on top of the toilet story.
Yeah.
And honestly, Chris, I don't know why, because I know that people have listened to it.
Yeah.
I know that the listeners right now, you've listened to it.
Yeah.
I was mortified.
Yeah.
I was absolutely wanted to die, Amanda wanted Holden, the ground to swallow
Amanda
us
Holden
up.
Didn't know where to put herself.
No, and yeah. she's flipping stunning her.
She's got no right being that glamorous at that time in the morning.
Oh, I know.
I've known nothing like
gorgeous. It. Jamie Theakston looked mortified.
Mortified. Yeah.
Yeah. And I wanted the ground to swallow us up. And
again,
honestly,
well, one, stop doing it, and two, you were the one who let us put it in the podcast.
I know, but the podcast is a safe space.
Yeah,
this is our safe space. Uh-huh. Nearly 100 million downloads, but that's fine. I don't think about that.
Right,
we've never said it out loud to people.
Yeah,
and Amanda Holden and Jamie Theakston, we've never said it out loud. And honestly, I didn't like it at all. So
I'll be honest with you. As I started saying it, the producer made a look as if to go, "This is not making it in."
So okay. So it's okay.
I think you're all right.
Thank God for that.
I'd be very, very surprised if they talk about you putting the tampons on top of the toilet on Heart Breakfast Radio.
Right. Okay.
I'd be very surprised.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Very surprised. I mean, they're wrapped up. They are always wrapped up.
In toilet roll.
It's
disgusting. It's like a dead mouse. It's like someone's little hamster's died and they've left it on top of the toilet.
I'm sorry, everybody does it. I don't know why I do
absolutely
it.
Absolutely horrible. Because you're a lazy.
No,
lazy.
There was like one time I forgot to put it in the bin, because I always put them in the bin.
It's so often. I don't think we pointed out, we've got fans, extractor fans above our showers, and they've got wireless buttons to turn the fan on, and the buttons are on top of the toilet right next to where you leave the thing, the bloody used thing. Oh, you monkey.
Oh, it's not, man.
Monkey.
It's not. It's really not.
Monkey.
Anyway.
Monkey.
Sorry, Amanda and Jamie.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, we'll not be on there again.
No.
No chance. Okay, my beef with you is, obviously I'm on tour at the moment, right?
Don't I know it.
Yeah, and I'm away for a few days at a time.
Don't I bloody know it.
Yeah, and I come back, right? And everything is moved, and everything has changed, and because I don't know this, because my fucking telepathy hasn't kicked in, you kick off.
What do you mean?
I'll go... Where's Rafe's bibs? And you go, ah, God, how do you not know? And I go, I've been away for 5 days. And you go, ah, the normal place. And
then they've not moved.
Yeah, right. They haven't moved, have they not?
No.
So the other day I went to get them from the normal place and you said the words, oh, no, my mum's put them all upstairs.
There's always been some upstairs. Yeah, they're all over the place.
There used to be some downstairs as well. There used to be some downstairs as well, and they've all been moved. And Rafe, he changes. He's weaning. Everything changes. And I go, oh, what's he?
He's
now?
Weaning.
And go,
he's 10 months old.
He's weaning.
He's fully on solids.
Well, yeah. Well, whatever.
He's not weaning.
He's still having a bottle in here. I thought that was a crack.
Well, yeah, but he's got it. Oh, sorry. Can the bear not have a drink? Jesus.
Well, I thought.
No, sorry. When you're a baby and you start eating foods, you just don't hydrate yourself. Did you not know carrot and parsnips got 80% water?
Probably has, to be fair. Idiot. Carrots are quite watery. Right. Listen, no, but you expect me to just know straight away, and then when I don't, you kick off, and then sometimes you have to admit that you were wrong anyway.
No, get over yourself. I don't expect you to know.
Stuff moves fast.
It doesn't
move.
It doesn't
change.
I'm
off my game. I'm out of practice. Right?
You're a lazy little bastard. That's what you are.
That's not fair.
No, you are. That'll be me beef next week, don't you worry? Do you want me to address it now?
If you want.
Do you want me to address it now? The fact that Mr. Little Just Holidays, when your mum and dad were here looking after... I was working.
Yeah.
Your mum and dad were here looking after Rafe. You had a lovely little jolly little day off while no children.
I'm travelling the country.
And then when Robin got home from school and it was bedtime, you thought, oh, Rosie, I'm going to go on the Peloton. You can fucking absolutely swivel. You're not going... Well, bedtime? Oh, I'll just do it by myself. Again.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
Should be used
not
to it,
on your Nelly.
Listen, you got this, girl. You got this.
Piss off. I'm so selfish. It's so selfish. I don't get any downtime.
Right.
I'm either working or have the kids. Right. There's no other part of my life. Do you understand?
Right.
Right? Do you get? Do you understand that?
Oh, I feel like this is back.
But you,
I'm getting a full body.
You just seem to come home and bedtime. At bath and bedtime. I'm just gonna half an hour, 45 minutes exercise. No, you're not. You can either go, like, you could have went all day when your mum and dad had Rafe and you had fuck all to do.
Right.
Or you can wait till they go to bed, like I do. Right. But I never do because I can't be asked.
Right, and I did wait till they go to bed and I went on.
Well done.
So there you go.
Great.
So there you go.
Nobody died, did they?
There you go. Eh? Well, I need
except my love for you.
Wow. Wow.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's time for questions from the public. As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, shagmindannoyed@gmail.com. I'm very much looking forward to all of these this week. I always look forward to them, but I'm just looking forward to them even more this week. I don't know why. Come on, go.
I've got some good ones. I tell you what, I've got loads of Facebook Marketplace stories.
Oh yes.
But I'm gonna think of a jingle for next week.
Brilliant.
I nearly did one.
Great, okay.
But I didn't have time to finish it. So I'm gonna do a jingle for next week. Yeah. And I think it's gonna become a little regular segment.
Wow.
Of Facebook Marketplace. Because there's some great stories.
Fantastic.
Have a listen to this one, right? Okay. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I listen to your podcast with the Crow. Facebook Marketplace story, which reminded me.
Just stop there. Hi, I listen to your podcast with a crow. The crow doesn't like it as much as I do, but it still listens.
The crow feels that you're actually oversaturating yourself now. You're on everything.
The crow says you're everywhere and it remembers your face.
Yeah. Reminded me of a story of my own. So, months back, I purchased a microwave from Facebook Marketplace. Yeah? What?
That's a weird thing to buy secondhand.
Is it? Am I
being a snob?
Yes.
I feel like that's a weird thing to buy secondhand.
No, it's not. Why is it?
You don't want people to be doing it. We've all seen a work communal.
I was going to say it, but do you not use it?
Well, yeah.
You still use it? Well, then there you go.
I just feel like if you're
not... A microwave's really hot. It would kind of blitz everything anyway.
No, but they still sometimes look like people have fucking, you know, exploded inside them. Carry on.
I ever told you my friend Zita's never had a microwave?
Never had a microwave.
Blew my mind that. She doesn't trust them.
She doesn't trust
no.
them?
No. Crazy.
What? What do you mean she
doesn't trust
them?
I don't know. She grew up in like the rural countryside and she used to have water on her porridge with salt and how that always freaked us out. And then she's never had a microwave because I went and stayed at her house a few years ago and I was like, where's your microwave? She's like, I haven't got one. I was like, yeah. Sorry, what? Where'd you heat your beans?
where does she do her rice and stuff? In a pan?
Aye. Proper old school.
How does she defrost stuff?
Just gets it out at a good time.
What the hell's going on?
The night before, like you mentioned.
Who's got that kind of time on their hands?
I don't know. She might now. She's got two kids.
She doesn't trust a microwave. Mm. I feel like if you want something that hot, you have to wait.
I think it was like the atoms or something. Is that a thing? Oh, I don't know. Anyway, it always interested us.
Crikey. That's so weird.
Non-microwave living.
I have to speak about it. I'm going to have to have a stern word with her next time I see her about that.
Because we'll see if she's got one now.
That's a ridiculous way to live your life. Brilliant.
See.
Come on then.
Anyway, so she's purchased a microwave.
Someone's purchased one secondhand off Facebook Marketplace.
Yes. Mm-hmm. As a non-driver, I organised for the bloke to deliver it to me, which he did. Whilst he was here waiting for payment to load on PayPal, he called his wife to ask for their PayPal details. Fast forward, a week later, he messaged me saying he wants to give me some free jewellery. Very strange, I thought, so I politely declined. To which he asked if he could come over for a drink. To which I told him no. My children have explosive diarrhea.
Nice.
Could have been from the new microwave. Who knows?
Probably.
Anyway, things got weirder. Oh. He then proceeded to tell me him and his wife were looking for a threesome.
Oh, no.
I promptly blocked him on Facebook. This is you're going to love this.
Right.
A few days later, I got a notification from PayPal. He had sent me £1 and put a note which read, threesome. Then it says, I no longer use Facebook Marketplace. Come on, come on.
Just like, so he's asked for jewellery, said jewellery.
Said he'd give her jewellery. So I think he just wants to start a conversation.
I feel like he went in too hard with jewellery.
Okay.
I feel like he went full on Richard Gere, Pretty Woman straight in there with jewellery, really high end.
Awful.
And then just like, no, then he's like, all right then, well, can I come on for a drink? Uh-huh. Which is terrible.
Awful.
Made me wife looking for a threesome, blocked. How can I contact her? Probably just PayPal. Right, do you know what? I know she's blocked us. She doesn't seem like she's up for it, but I reckon I'll sweeten this deal with a sweet, sweet pound. And I love that the note just said, threesome?
Question mark.
Not more of an explanation.
Yeah.
Just,
no, I'm contacting you on here because I've seen you blocked us on Facebook, but would we...
£1?
Threesome?
£1?
I know.
£1?
Honestly.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I imagined. I thought you were going to see sent her the money for the microwave back,
no,
and then was
just
like
threesome,
just a quid.
I think he's just wanted to get in touch with her again and thought, well, I'm not going to put a fiver in our bank just to send her a note.
Right.
He thought, I'll just send a quid to get a note to her.
Wow, what a maniac!
So she's never used it since.
I mean, yeah. I mean, let's not. I mean, you know, let's not tar everyone on Facebook Marketplace with that brush. But you know,
yeah. Like, oh, they get everywhere. Creeps ruin everything.
I've got
they
a funny
get everywhere
feeling as well
and they ruin everything.
I've got a funny feeling if she was up at the threesome, she'd turn up and the wife wouldn't even be there.
Oh, absolutely. I don't even think he's got a wife.
Yeah, probably not.
I think he was ringing his ma.
Brilliant. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Hi, both. I was listening to the podcast where Rosie said, we were all crying in Peter Rabbit World about the millionaire shortbread and no one liked it and it was a lot of money. I have a similar story from when I was young and went to a place called Pennywell Farm. It still makes me cringe now. I don't think it's the Pennywell near us because it's Penni. So I don't know where it is.
Well,
I don't think there is a farm in Pennywell.
I don't know if Pennywell's son has got a farm. I'm not sure.
Who knows? Anyway, growing up, my parents didn't have much money and we only went on caravan holidays. Bit of a fun fact, I actually featured in Caravan Life magazine.
Wow.
We had a family photo where my dad won an awning in a competition.
Won an awning. That is some 90s bullseye shit
there. There's more. We also featured again with a photo when our caravan got broken into and it was stolen.
Wow. just the awning left.
Yeah. At the left, the awning. My dad kept both copies like some kind of claim to fame trophy.
Wow, I love that so much.
Sorry,
it's just a lovely, lovely lesson for your kids. See this, kids? The highs and lows of life. Sometimes you're on top of the world. Look, can I show you this? There's me when I won an awning. Look how happy I am. Look, just 4 issues later, caravan nicked. Look how good I am. Got to be careful, kids.
Don't rest on your laurels,
life can
kids.
Build you up, then it can knock you down. One day you've got a free, sweet, sweet awning, and the next day you've just got an awning and no caravan to put it on.
Snort. Oh, fun. Right, okay. We all had a great day at the farm, and me, 5 at the time, and my older sister got treat to a cafe lunch.
Nice.
This was a real treat. Mm-hmm. Back in the day when we never went to cafes very often, so it was a proper treat.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said, I got a jack of potato.
Pointless.
I love jack of potato, so don't. In my enthusiasm and excitement for the cafe, sprinkled salt on the potato, using the shaker on the table and feeling all grown up. To mine and my parents' horror, it wasn't salt. It was sugar.
Oh.
I cried as my mum said I had to eat it because it was expensive.
Jesus. That's so bad.
It's true. I refused to eat the sugary potato combination, so to make sure they got their money's worth, they covered it in my favourite condiment, tomato ketchup.
Oh.
I then had to suffer through being force-fed a sugary ketchup potato.
serves you right for ordering a jacket potato.
Oh, pointless no, food. It's got nothing to do with the jacket pointless potato. Food. My mum was mortified as I screamed the place down, while my sister smugly ate her normal tasty jacket.
Wow.
The potato is a terrible gross memory, but the main reason I cringe at the mention of Pennywell Farm is the other story my sister loves to remind me of. This is wonderful, right? Okay. When you are there at Pennywell Farm, you gather activity stickers on a pamphlet like a treasure hunt. One of the activities I really enjoyed was the wool spinning,
right,
where you make a little bracelet. I enjoyed it so much that the next day I asked my parents if I could call the wool lady.
Right.
My parents obliged and let me call the number on the pamphlet for the farm reception using my dad's work mobile.
Wow.
This was before mobile phones were the norm and probably cost more than the potato, but he would have charged it to his work.
Right.
I called.
We'll note his name because that's business. That's
terrible,
fraud. That,
terrible.
That's, he's going down.
Yeah.
Just like you.
I called and left 5 long messages asking this lady in question if I could see her again soon.
Who's letting the kid?
Who's letting the kid ring a random wool lady?
Can I see you again soon? Oh my gosh. That's
hello.
So weird. Imagine that wool lady getting the messages. It's a 5-year-old.
Every time I think about the person on the other end listening to these messages, I die a little bit inside.
Oh, wow.
My sister loves to bring this up to embarrass me now, and it does. It's one of those horrible embarrassing thoughts that pops in my head when I can't sleep, and I sometimes wonder how this lady is and if she ever got to hear my messages.
Oh, man.
Hello, I love your sheep, and I love that wool.
I've still got my bracelet on and I want to make more for me friends. When can I see you again?
But I'm not being funny, right?
Boop. Hi, me again. You didn't reply to me last message. Just want to say again that I loved all the stuff we did together. I feel like we really shared a good time with making the bracelet. And I want to see you again. All right, bye.
Dude, bah, black sheep, have you Boop. Any wool?
Boop. All right, me again. Look, 2 messages now. I think you're just being rude. I'm the 5-year-old who was there the other day. I've told my mates now about the bracelets. So they're expecting them, and they've told them I've got a job lot to do. So if you can stop fucking us about, love, and get back to us. Yeah, this is on my dad's work mobile, by the way. It's costing a fortune. And while you're at it, tell the people in the canteen to fucking label their salt and their sugar properly. Bye. Beep. Hi, me again. Sorry for getting angry.
Get off the phone! Taking the piss now. 5 messages.
5. What did she say? I mean, we both spoke to Robin. Robin's just gone 6, but a 5-year-old on a phone is pain. It's painful. It's actually painful.
But right, okay. So we can actually answer this because if Robin said to me, "Oh, like, let's just that he went to summer camp, right? And he got on with the lads that enjoyed his company. If he came home and said, "Can I ring the guy? It runs a summer camp." I'd go, no, you
not.
Can't.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? Absolutely no, not. Absolutely not.
Unless I had all them work phone minutes for free that I could charge back and ring whoever you want. Hey, what? You want to ring? Hey, son, you want to ring Babe Station? Do it on the boss's dime. I've got a funny feeling. I've got a funny feeling that the never rang. I feel like it was just. I feel like she was just handed the phone and told I'll leave her a message. And she
do you think? Right.
Yeah. So I think the sister's going to be devastated because I think the sister's been taking the piss out of her for something that didn't actually happen.
Right. Okay.
There's no fucking way you would let your 5-year-old phone up some woman who made a bracelet for her and leave her not one, not two, but 5 messages.
She's been
a childhood stalker.
She's absolutely been done there. Yeah, like she's thinking she's leaving messages.
She was on the phone at the talking fucking clock or something.
Yes.
Phone was probably wasn't even turned on.
Yeah. At the 3rd stroke, the time sponsored by Actimist will be Babadoo 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 Ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, dogs are weird, but I think that my family dog takes it one step further than most.
Okay. Mm. Yeah.
We have a male basset hound who has very short legs, which means that his dick and balls are very low to the ground.
Didn't we have something like this in the past of someone Vaseline in their dog's dick because it touched the floor?
Haven't
we had that?
Oh,
remember?
My word. Did that make it to the podcast?
I think so, yeah.
Did it?
Possibly. If it didn't,
no, it
sorry,
did.
Everyone.
It did, and then somebody used the Vaseline. And it was the dog's dick Vaseline.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Great. God, I love this podcast.
So do I. It's beautiful. So, His dick and balls hang very low to the ground.
Brilliant.
About a year ago, I was sat on the couch with my feet sticking off the end, as I'm quite short. When our dog walks over to me, spins round, reverses, and carefully rests his dick and balls on my feet.
I mean, talk about a power move.
Oh, it is, isn't it? He has continued to try and use my feet, and my feet only, as a genital shelf on a daily basis ever since.
Genital shelf.
I don't know whether to take this as a compliment or why he doesn't do it to anyone else in the family. I don't think anyone else would let them. That's why.
Why should letting it happen?
Why should, like, literally, no?
Does she have socks on?
I don't know.
Sounds like she's got bare feet.
But that's like, Robin always tries to put his arse in my face all the time. Yeah. No, he does though. Like, yeah. Like being rude and as if I'm just going to be like, all right,
yeah,
go on then. Oh. No, I'm like, wow. Get your bum away from me. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, so I've been sitting on this story for some time now.
Great.
Debating whether to send it in. But after disclosing the antics to 99% of our friendship group and a trusted few colleagues, we may as well tell the nation. I mean, that is a step.
I don't even know. I mean, I feel like we're blooming sloppy seconds here. I don't want your Facebook marketplace third-hand story sticking up your arse. No, I do really tell us.
Despite this, please keep me anonymous, as a love of pot brownies and a career in schools do not mix.
Wow.
Okay. Bear with, it's quite long. After a particularly stressful week, my partner and I were looking forward to a fun weekend in London, culminating in a trip to Harry Potter Studios. We were keen to unwind and put our cares to one side and managed to acquire 3 rather potent Reese's, I thought I'd add the flavour as they were delicious, flavoured pot brownies.
Sorry, so they've went to London.
They're going to Harry Potter World.
Not in London, not in London, Watford, fucking a train ride outside of London. Yeah. That's how they get you. keep telling you it's in London. It's not. It's fucking anywhere near. Right.
They're going and for a nice
gone
weekend away
to get full of cannabis food.
Yes.
Cannabis edibles.
She's made
then
some.
Gone to Harry Potter
she's
World.
Made some weed brownies
and the peanut butter flavor.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. When we arrived at our hotel, which was creepy as fuck, and seemed to be hosting a strange convention with a bunch of middle-aged people dressed in old-timey clothes and calling each other old bean, etc. After saying this, we opted for room service with a dessert of our illicit brownies.
Great.
That made me think, just while we're doing that, that's obviously people's hobbies.
Yeah. Dressing up as mad stuff and calling each other old bean.
Like, dressing up in olden time.
Right. Yeah.
Like Victorian clothes or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll do anything like that?
I hate fancy dress, so absolutely not.
But do you think we'll have any hobbies like that?
I hope not.
Okay,
I'll be very sad.
We're quite theatrical people. We might, you know, don't rule it out.
No, I'm not doing any reenactments of war.
In 20 years' time, do you not want to?
Absolutely not. Ridiculous.
We might. You don't know.
No.
We'll see.
When I did that Time Crasher show for Channel 4, we had to go and live in this castle. And there was, like, the whole thing was set up.
They were volunteers, weren't they?
Well, yeah, the whole thing was set up like a big movie set. And there was, you know, everyone, all the staff were, like, playing roles of as if we were back in time. Mm. And there was loads of them. And they filled this hall on the night. And they had this massive big thing. And they were all like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And they were like, and then, yeah, I was like, oh, are these all actors? And someone, like, after we'd done that one, it was finished and you can drop the facade. Mm. I was like, are these all actors? They're like, oh, no, it's like reenactment. Like, they do it as their hobby. And they just... I was like, you fucking bunch of dicks.
No, I mean,
it
you
was
can't.
So weird.
They'll enjoy it though. You can't
they
say that.
Spend fortunes on their stuff as well, you know.
Yeah.
You see them
expensive
in their tunics
hobby.
And that, and like one of them, the guy who was supposed to be like the main guy, got so fucking hammered.
Mm.
He got hammered and he couldn't. He was supposed to do a scene on. He was supposed to do something at the night and he couldn't. He just had to go to bed.
Brilliant. Well, there you go.
But I had to do his bed for him.
Respect.
Bedpan and that.
Steaming. I respect that though. Hobby, just get like dress up like Henry VIII and get sloshed.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
that's it.
He
that's
definitely got in the character of the time.
I like that. Yeah. I like that though. I would do that anyway. Watch this space. I'll be there.
I just say now, I'll be nowhere near.
I'll be with my next husband.
Great. Well, sounds like a gimp.
Oh, he will be. No prospects. So they're getting room service. And they're going to have the brownies.
Mm-hmm.
Room service took ages, so we decided to have dessert for starters and indulge in our naughty treat. We got particularly carried away and were very peckish, so we ate a full brownie each.
Oh,
mistake number
worse.
One.
I couldn't think of anything worse.
Mm-hmm.
Just panicky. Ugh.
Yeah.
Horrible.
The brownies hit my partner first. I was particularly cocky, thinking he was a complete lightweight. As he got stuck to the bed, seeing his body was heavy, he turned to me with a look of pure panic on his face and asks me what was in the brownies, fully believing I had spiked him. I decided to make it up to him by initiating some sexy antics, which culminated...
While he was stuck to the bed?
Yeah, this is crazy. Chris, all of this, I'm sorry, while the off the face,
Druggy
stuck
people.
To the bed, waiting for the food to come...
Like, when does Harry Potter World come into this fucking masquerade mess of a story?
I don't even know. I think Harry Potter World comes tomorrow.
Oh, God.
If you try to initiate any sort of sexual contact with me while we were waiting for room service to come, I'd be like,
my life wouldn't be worth living.
Someone's going to knock on the door. Absolutely not. I don't want... Sorry. I'm not 19, Chris. No.
You know, tell, I've got me food pajama pants on. Come slack the aw.
No, but that's just... That's,
me, carb, me carb jammers.
What if you're going for it and then the food comes and you're just like...
I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know what these... I mean, these people are... What they do? They're having weed brownies in a hotel room.
Yeah.
The sound... Yeah. They're not... I don't think we'd get on. I don't think I'd get on with these
I mean, the
people.
Fact that they've absolutely slated the people in the old time... They're slating me there.
I'm more on board with the old time people
I'm
now.
I want to be with them.
Old Bean, right?
Yeah. Oh, come on,
I'm
Old Bean.
I'm not having any of this shit. Come on. What are these
I want a hog roast with the old folk. I decided to make it up to him by initiating some sexy antics, which culminated in us trying some anal play.
Hold on, wasn't there three people?
No, it was just two of them.
Oh, right, I thought there was another person.
Why?
I thought there was another person.
No, it was just them two.
Just sitting on the end of the bed.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
One of the biggest components in anal experimentation would arguably be lubrication.
Great.
Right? In our worst for worst state, we decided that whilst we didn't actually have any, we had the next best thing, which was in fact, Biofreeze.
What the hell is Biofreeze?
This was mistake number two. Biofreeze, for those who are unaware,
is it's the, like the opposite of deep heat.
Absolute opposite of deep heat. It is used on sore areas of the body. It freezes them and then creates a warming sensation. Delightful on a sore back or leg, for example. Not delightful on one's arsehole.
Why in the name of the Lord?
I have no idea.
They're stupid. They're all stupid. Yeah. They're just stupid.
The warming sensation can only then be described as a burning. I can only imagine you experience when entering in the fiery pits of hell.
Oh my God, that is the worst thing I've ever heard.
Whilst it started as the most intense tingling lube you could find, it ended with me on all fours on the bed as my partner sprayed my bum hole with a Lucozade sports bottle full of cold water.
What the hell? This is the worst
weekend. It's awful, isn't it?
This is the worst weekend and way ever. It's like the fucking hangover.
Flattering, no. Necessary, yes. My partner fell swiftly asleep after this, leaving me to go on the world's longest and trippiest of trips and a spicy bum home. I kept debating, waking him to ask if we should ring an ambulance, as I was unable to stop my leg shaking. I then convinced myself it would look terrible if we died, and a headline read that I worked in a school and we had been high at the time, so I swore off ringing the paramedics. I then decided that the group dressed like they worked at Beamish and calling each other old sport were in fact a cult, and every time I heard a door slam along our corridor, it was them coming to kill us in our sleep.
Jeez, this person's the worst. Right, who in their right mind goes to the hotel, orders room service? Where the fuck's room service, by the way? Still hasn't come.
Chris, I'm sorry. Oh, hey, listen, well, lasagna's on the way, but you fancy a bit of bum sex before...
Oh, like, first let's get stoned.
No, fancy a little bit of bum sex for the first time ever.
Yeah, like, with whatever lube I can find in the room.
Just, hey.
I hate these people. I hate both of these people. They're stupid, they're unorganised, and they're dickheads, and they're on drugs. I hate them.
Honestly, I'd rather be having a mulled wine and a turkey leg...
Tell you what.
...with the folks downstairs.
I hope you didn't make it to Harry Potter Studios.
What does it say? Needless to say, the high eventually wore off, but we ruined the Harry Potter Studios
experience
for ourselves.
You don't deserve to go to Harry Potter.
It says, and I genuinely believe I left a piece of my soul in that hotel room that night.
It sounds horrible, but I like to think that while he was spraying that Lucozade up my arse, he was going, Expelliarmus!
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Chris and Rosie. Hope you're both well. Are you well?
I am.
Oh, good.
Are you well?
I'm great.
Great, let's crack
on. I really am. We've got HelloFresh for tea tonight, and yay. I am very much looking forward to it.
Good.
Loves it. Loves her. I'm sorry, this is not an ad. There might be on this episode, I'm not sure.
You never know.
Very big part of our life, love it. I've been debating whether to share this story for a while, but it felt too gross.
Let us be the judge of that, please.
Now I have decided to bite the bullet and share the tale. A few years ago, me and my ex decided to go out for a meal. It was our anniversary, so we wanted to go somewhere nice. We arrived half an hour early at the restaurant, as we expected traffic to be worse than it was, and neither of us wanted to go in too early, so we sat in the car. Whilst we were sitting there, my ex was complaining of an itchy ear. I didn't really think anything of it until he did what he did next. Within seconds of saying this, he removed his car key from the ignition and used the key to itch inside of his ear.
That's really, really horrible.
He then pulled the key out of his ear, wiped it on his jeans, and popped the key in his pocket, like this was a perfectly normal thing to do. I was too grossed out to question him, but I completely lost my appetite and proceeded to only have a starter for dinner, much to my ex's confusion. I mean, that's taking things a bit too far. Like,
that's ridiculous.
Imagine every time putting food to our mouth. Yeah.
That's, oh God.
We split up not long after this, not because of this incident, but I still quiver at the thought even to this day. Some of my friends have said they would have ended the relationship on the spot if this happened to them.
On the spot.
Bit intense. So my question to you is, what would you have done in this scenario?
If I was him, while itching my ear with the key, I'd have been going, brum, brum,
Jesus,
as I was turning it in my ear.
Awful.
I think that would have made her feel better.
Do you think?
Made a joke.
Wet floor sign over here.
Yeah. I can't believe he then wiped it on his jeans and just put it in his butt.
That to me says that that's a regular thing.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Have I never said anything about this before? Because I've had a few. I've had a few cues from the pews of people itching the inside of their ear with car keys. This isn't a one-off thing. A lot of people do this.
Dangerous as well. You're not even meant
to use the actual things, you know, the cotton buds.
Oh, they're not supposed to go in your ear. Yeah, no. That's a total, they're not supposed to at all.
So what are they for?
They're not for putting in your fucking ear. Tell you that.
Why
right
do
now.
You then?
Don't know. You're not supposed
How else
to.
Are you meant to clean your ear?
You see what you can do now? There's a thing where you can buy it. It's like a little tiny camera that goes on the end of your mobile phone. You hold the phone and you put the little camera in the end and you can literally clean your own ear out with like a camera inside.
But you're not meant to put anything in there?
Well, it's a tiny little camera to get it to scoop it all out with. All I'm saying is, can you get us one for Christmas?
Oh, Jesus.
Love on me has cleaned.
You're not meant to put anything in your...
Right,
yeah.
you've told me this. No, I'm going to stop you right there.
Bigger than your... Smaller than your elbow.
Yeah. You've told me this before. It's fucking horrible. It's a really irritating thing that you say. You've said it before. You caught us putting an earbud in and you went, you're not supposed to put anything in your ear bigger than... Smaller than your elbow. And I was like, what? And you're like, as if it was the cleverest thing you've ever said. And it's actually just stupid.
It's stuck with me for life.
No.
It's one of the only phrases that I know.
You're not supposed to put anything in your ear...
Smaller than your elbow.
Right. Take smaller than your elbow off. Take smaller than your elbow off and it still works.
Littler.
Hold that off.
Okay.
You're not supposed to put anything in your ear.
Tinier.
No. That's it.
Than your elbow.
No. That's it. You're not supposed to put anything in your ear. That's all it means.
Shorter.
This is
mine.
Your ear? This is painful. Painful.
Acute? No. That's bending over.
God. You quit all your head.
Anyway. Can't lick your elbow, you know. It's impossible.
I know.
And also, the skin on there is dead. So if you really squeeze it...
Are you all right? Are you on...
Sometimes.
Someone put too much money in your back and you'll just keep going now.
I bloody wish. Threesome? Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. As always, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
It is indeed. Thank you so much for listening, you wonderful people, and we'll be back in your ears next week.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.